Now, probably switching a gear a little bit on going back to the internment camp. As I said earlier, that's something that people are really interested in, and many people think, you know, it's an absolute injustice done to
Japanese Americans. Yes.
And that's the reason why there is a huge interest in this subject. But you said earlier that, you know, your mother was kind of glad about certain aspects of it, but you didn't
really... Yeah, from the standpoint of not having to do any domestic stuff at home.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
I don't know how she really felt about camp over and above that, you know. She never said, and I never asked her, you know.
Right, right.
I never thought to ask her. So,
but you must have heard what other people said more recently, probably 70s or 80s or 90s or even today, who talk about the experience of injustice being done to Japanese Americans.
Oh, yes.
Do you think your, you know, view on internment camp changed over time?
Probably. I don't want it to happen again, you know.
Of course not.
Yeah, you know, and it almost did happen when 9/11 occurred against the Muslims or anyone who was of Middle Eastern descent.
Right.
It didn't matter where they came from, the Middle Eastern, and whether they were not, they were loyal or not. But it's something I don't want to see ever to happen again. It's not right. It's very definitely wrong. Just because of our ethnicity, we were thrown into camp. And yet, when all was said and done, there was no evidence that we were going to harm the U.S., even amongst the Isseis, you know. I mean, sure, there were some radicals and whatnot, but it was proven that we intended no harm against the U.S. I mean, this became their home, and so this is how they were behaving.
Right, right.
The unfortunate part was that they could not get U.S. citizenship until 1952, you know. So they were an alien in this country after living here for umpteen million years, and in 1952, a lot of them have passed on or whatever. But yeah, it was in 1952 that they were able to get the U.S. citizenship, you know. Now, surprisingly, my mom and dad never went and got it, and I don't know if it's and I don't know why.
Oh.
Maybe we should have encouraged it. They were there by themselves, and we were scattered all over. And if I, because 1952 is when I graduated from high school, you know, but I think if I thought about it over the years, maybe I should have pushed them to get the U.S. citizenship, but I never did, and none of us kids did. For whatever reason, we didn't. Yeah, and I don't know why. But anyway,
So you're not citizen now?
Oh, no, I'm talking about my parents.
Your parents, okay.
Yeah, my
parents. Sorry about that, yeah.
See, they were aliens, and they could not get citizenship until 1952.
That's right, that's right. Because you were born here,
you
have a natural citizenship.
Right,
yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
But, you know, in 1970s, or even late 60s, there are, especially Japanese Americans or probably Chinese Americans who are sort of beginning to think about their past more seriously.
Right.
What did you think of that sort of, you know, rise of sort of social awareness?
Oh, now see, the thing is, the Niseis are known as the quiet Americans because they don't say too much. But your Sanseis are very vocal.
Right.
Okay,
right.
They're the ones who are pushing for social justice and civil rights and all this, that, and the other.
Right.
So if you talk about the 60s and 70s and certainly into the 80s, it's your Sanseis who are doing that. And the Sanseis from that generation on are the ones who are more vocal than we Niseis.
Yeah, but what were you? You must have been, you know, you must have had opinion about what Sanse generation was doing.
Did I? I don't know. Because my niece is very active, you know.
Was she a university student at that time?
No, not in the 60s, because she was born in 50.
So she was too young.
Yeah, she was born in 53. So, now, I don't know. I don't... And maybe it's because I'm not too much into being vocal. At that time, I wasn't into being very vocal about social injustices and whatnot. I wasn't vocal. I might have felt that, yeah, this was all wrong, but I might not have not said much. I mean, I'm just glad that the Sanseis decided that it was wrong and that they decided to do something about it. I'm glad that they've done that. And of course, now the Yonseis are doing the same thing, you know. So, so I'm happy about that.
Do you think your relationship, you yourself is a second generation Nisei, do you think because of this sort of rise of civil rights movement among Sansei, the relationship between people like yourself, Nisei generation, and Sansei generation changed?
The relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think the relationship changed. I think if anything, we probably respect them, you know, for having the gumption to do it that we didn't do, you know. So I don't think the relationship changed any. If anything, we probably give them a lot of respect for being so vocal. Because if it weren't for them, you know, there may not be as... I mean, we still have some discrimination issues here in the U.S., even amongst us, you know. Even though we're U.S. born and everything, there's, you know, there's still some discrimination, you know. It's a lot better than what it was, but it's still here,